We are on Daf Nun Hayamid Beis. Let's just continue the Gemara. Nun Daldamid Beis, I mean. Ahud Asalakami the Rabbi Ami, a person came to Rabami Omalei, Sefer Torah Shekosavti Lifloini Askore Shaloi Lake Savtim Lishmo. So the Sefer tells Rabami that the Sefer Torah that he had written was, the Askores were not written Lishmo. Omalei Sefer Torah Biyad Mi. And whose reshus is the Sefer Torah? Is it still by you? Who was it given over? A Malay, Biyad Lekeach, was given over to the Lekeach. A Malay, Nemon Ata Lahavsid Scholcho, Viato Nemon Lahavsid Sefer Torah. The Zaydos Baldin, you say that the Askaras were written Shaloi Lishmo. So Memele, so therefore you are not deserving to get paid for a kosher Sefer Torah. But to pass all the Sefer Torah, you don't have the monies. Now, I'd like to mention three nekudas before we go into this memre. We have here a sugya of Mitmutari Secho, Ispago Kol Bonecho. We have here Svoris, when he's Nemon, if it's Biyode, according to Abaye, which according to Rashi means Migu, according to the Rosh means Bailam, is an Amonis of a Bailam lesser. Then there's an Amonis of Hoya Biyode, according to Robert. It's Kan Shailavan, why do we need these Yisrain Svoris to be Mammon? We have a Klali Dechod Nemon be Yisurim. So I'd just like to mention there's a few Mahalchim in Rishainim why the Algemeine Svora Vedechod Nemon be Yisurim is not applicable, and that's why we need either Biyodoi or Hoya Biyodoi, or according to Tosis we need it. Hidos Baldin, Raglaim Ledovol, to be Messiah, they ate. Other Rishonim want to say that the Dechot Keneged Ischazik is not Nemo. Just like Ischazik Isure, to be made on something that was Ischazik Isure, and the Dechot is not Nemo, to change a status. Well, Becheskasisa, to change your status, to say it to change, and Nedechot is not Nemon. The Svorah to say Nedechot is only Nemon to be Mevaras Fakers. I don't know, this is Chelen, this is Shumin. So Nedechot is Nemon to be Mevaras Fakers. But to change your status, to say that, I knew this was Hegdish, and then Nedechot will say that the Bailam was paid it. It's no more Hegdish. So he's changing a status, so if it's not biyodei livdoisai, he wouldn't be nemo. You made connected his chazik. So other Rishonim learn, just like there is a concept of this chazik isura, but the dechot is a nemo, and who then is a concept of this chazik etere. If this was becheskas tare, the kom was becheskas kosher, and now I'm saying the status changed, it became this pagel, became Tomei. So you need more than the poshet in the monos of an Eidechot, Biyodoi, Hoya Biyodoi. That's one Mahalach. Now in this Mahalach, there's a very geshmaki kasha from the Shev Shmaitze. The Shev Shmaitze asks, so Bishloim, but let's say the Peiris were Becheskas Tare, I say, Nitmo Tare Secha. So you're being made against Chazoke, Nispago was a kosher korban. It became Nispago. Here, the Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah, and now the Sefer says, you know, and that was a kosher Sefer Torah. I mean, I written it with him later also the same thing. He said the Gvilim were never Nisavet Lishmo. So this is not called his main connected his chazik. He's telling us that never was a kosher of Sefer Torah. This is a ha'orah that the Shav Shmeitzer is moira, if that's the problem over here. There's another mahalach. Let's just remain with the ha'orah. There's another mahalach to learn pshat. Taisva says in Kedushin, Edechav is nemon lahater v'loi leser. He's only nemon lahater. And what pshat in this is, so the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, the heichesh shebo leser, ike hefsid l'chaveiroi. Here I'm being meyid lochev l'chaveiroi. This does not fall into the category of eidechad nemon b'yisurim. Perhaps it's the Pnei Yeshua dachshmes, the demon, it's like a mafsid mamoinoi. So there's another chesor, not also the chesorin of ischazik so much, but it's lesser, one does not have an amonis. Lochev l'chaveiroi, one does not have an amonis. And we had a third svarah, from the Taisus Rid, we had learned last week, the Taisus Rid holds, there's no, the Eidechad Nema B'Yisurim, there's no difference, lesser, lahater, Eidechad is Nema. The problem is over here, since he was appointed to take care of the Taris, the Kain was appointed to take care of the Kolbin, and he says he didn't take care, so it falls into the category of in Odo Meisim Atzmai Roshet. And perhaps the svara of the Taisus Rida, not the Meis Matzmei Roshet, is such a svara that when Kevege brings down in Ksubis, a person is not nemon to say he did a Maisa Resha. So that means the problem is because he was the Seifa, he was supposed to take care of it, he was the Koyan, he was the Shema. So therefore, we will not take this face value, unless there's a more reasons to believe him. B'yodai, Hoya B'yodai. But that's all kaponim, just three mahalchim in the sugya. Now, this sefer comes to Rav Ami and tells Rav Ami that askaras were written shaloi lishmo. And Rav Ami asks him, where is the sefer Torah? Is it still by you? Or is it by the Likeach? He says it's not by me anymore. So there's, we have mentioned already, but just to go again through the Gemara, so there's two mahalchim to understand pshat in Rav Ami's shaila. We get a machloikis between Abai and Rove if he's only nemon if it is biyodoi to do what he's saying was done. Or hoya biyodoi is also sufficient. That was Rove's svara. But Rove said that if ulo hoya biyodoi is nemon, but that is if when he met the Balabos, the first opportunity he had to meet the Balabos, he told the Balabos that it's possible. So then it's and then Hoya Biyodai is Neman. But if he gave it to the Balabos, he didn't tell him anything, he wakes up 10 days later, then he's not Neman. So we have here two Mahalchim. The Rashba brings down over here two Mahalchim in our Gemara. Mahalach number one is, if we will say that Rav Ami holds like Abaye, and the previous Gemara would seem that Rav Ami held like Abaye. So then he asked the Makashe, is the Sefer Torah biyotcha? The Sefer Torah biyotcha? And so what if it's biyotcha? The Sefer Torah is finished already. He said he wrote it, he wrote the Shem Shalei Vishma. Do I believe him? Don't I believe him? So the Rashba says there's a svara, well, if he didn't write it Shalei Vishma, he could erase the Shemis and make them now Shalei Vishma. It would be in his possession. So it's called biyodoi. So he told him, no, it's not by me anymore. So Rav Ami said, well, if it's not by you, so no more biyodoi, so you're not nemon. So then Rav Ami would be consistent with Rav Ami before. Or there's another mahalach that Rashba wants to say that, the kasha was, he understood from him that they told him he gave it to the lekeach, that he didn't inform the lekeach. Now you're telling me now that the shemus were written shalei lishma, but the Shas, when you gave it to the Lekech, he never opened up your mouth. So you're not Nemon. I'll the second. I'll Shabbos. Rav said, you only, Hoya Biyodai is Nemon if you at the first opportunity, you told the Bailim that it's possible. But the Rav Ami understood that now you're telling me it's possible, but till now, You didn't tell the Bailam it's possible, so you lost your namonis. So, if they do as Valdin, then he doesn't owe you money. But you're not nemon to be mafsa the Sefer Torah. Omalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbami, I don't understand, your pshar over here. You say he's nemon lahapsitz choroi, mehebe hipsitz charas choreis. That's true, that the Zaydos Bodin, he wrote the Shemesh Shalei Lishma of Aschad the Sefer Torah Kulay Mihivsid. That means we have to take everything into consideration. This person wrote a Sefer Torah for 5 years, and that could be, we'll tell you, all the Shemesh that were written, Shalei Lishma, so that is, let's say, a month's work, so good, so we don't pay him a month's salary, but why don't you pay him for the whole Sefer Torah? Amalein, you don't pay for anything. It's worthless if the scholars weren't written lishmon, so it's worthless. So the marshal and the shmul on the rush want to say pshat. What was the shakl of a tie in the gemara? I mean, some of Rabbi Yirmiyah also knew that you have to write the Haskoris Lishmon. I mean, so what was his kasha paying for the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah that the Haskoris were written Shalei Lishmon Metzich Apostle Sefer Torah. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha? So they want to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked as follows. That's true. You can't be koyre the Sefer Torah and Betzibur because it's possible likreis Betzibur since the Shemits are written Shalei Lishmon. But you could use it in a cheva, you can learn from it. I mean, you don't need lishma. It's not worse than a bush of the chumash. And he answered him, no. A sefer Torah that askos wouldn't shalei lishma and is very deceivable. It looks like a very modedik a sefer Torah. So that needs gneze. It's not usable. You can't use it at all. So memel, that was the shakal of Italia. Yeah. Fact the Gemara v'lever alayu kumis v'lekatche. So the Gemara is good. So Basher Rusham it's apostle of Sefer Torah because the Shem is written Shalei Lishma. So, but how can you say he doesn't deserve any payment for the Sefer Torah? L'chayre there is a neitzer to be mekadosh the Shemis. Ksav al gabi ksav. We'll write over the Shemis. We'll write them over ksav al gabi ksav. And the second ksiva will be lishma, the lekache. We can be mekadosh to shemis. So again, so why is Rav Ami saying that nemanat alifs alhafsitz cholcho? Keman neima the loike Rav Yehuda that there's a machlokes in this. If you can rewrite the shemis over again. And it can be mekadosh the shemis. So do you mean to say we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda? It's not. Arei shahoy yitzoch lichtoy ves Hashem. We learned the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. A person was supposed to write Hashem. He was supposed to be mekadosh the Hashem. Niskaven lichtoy Yehuda, and he didn't realize he had to write Hashem. He thought he had to write Yehuda. So he wanted to write Yehuda, so there was no Kavona lekadosh es Hashem, the v'tov lehitul by dalit, and he forgot to write a dalit. And lemaise agle chasid of Yishmael, so it came out that he wrote the Hashem that he was supposed to write. It was only a chesaron that was written shalei lishma. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Maver all of kumis and mekadosh dibur Rabbi Yehuda can be mekadosh the Hashem by writing over it with a kavona lekadoshay." V'chachamim ma'im remein Hashem in amufa. So we have a machloikis, Hashem that was written shalei b'kedusha, if it can be fixed by writing over it again l'shem kedusha. So do you mean to say that he lost his name l'hafsitz chocha? Do you mean to say that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Mos says no. Filo tem Rabbi Yehuda atkan lekam Rabbi Yehuda elo b'choda askore. Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's one Haskalah, there's one Shem in the Sefer Torah that was not written properly, so we can be Mekadosh this Shem by writing over it. Abu Dekuli Sefer Torah, but if all the Shemis of the Sefer Torah will have to be rewritten, so then it's not Kosh Eloi Mishum Demerzi Kemenumo. So the whole Sefer Torah looks gepatchket and and it's no good. So Mamel, there's no way what to do with it. What does Rashi say? Ve'ein ato ne'mon, hoyul ve'ein b'yotcho. So Rashi, we see Rashi learned like the first Mahalach in the Rashbe, which we have mentioned, that Rabbami holds like Abaye, and he asked him, is it still b'yotcho? If it's b'yotcho, he can do something about it. He said, no, it's not b'yotcho anymore. B'level ha'ikum is l'shmon, k'sava gabi k'sava l'katshe. Le'ito b'aydala, the nimtza Shem kosov k'dalke, the Shem is written, Avo shalei lishmoyu, avo kumis lishmoy. Kulei sefer Torah, kolas kolei shaboy, sumen meile. So that's merzi kimenum. Ahu dosi lakami darababo. Oma lei sefer Torah, shekosavti leploini, gvilim shalei lo yivatim lishmo. The gvilim, the cloth was not nevad lishmo. Sumen meile, so the whole sefer Torah is puzzle. The whole cloth is puzzle. Omalei Sefer Torah biyadmi. Do you still have the Sefer Torah? Don't you have the Sefer Torah? Omalei biyad lekeach. Now here we have to understand exactly what would be, I mean, if we will assume that Rav Bo also held like Abaye, that if it would be biyotcha, you would be nemo. Now it's not biyotcha. So lechere, how, if it was biyotcho, how could he pass on the whole Sefer Torah? I mean, when he said that the gvilim were not nevad lishmo, so the whole Sefer Torah from beginning to end is the apostle of Sefer Torah. So, if we learn together of biyotcho is his amigo words, I mean, it's biyotcho lepoisloi, how could you pass on the whole Sefer Torah now? If it's biyotcho. Which I don't understand too well. But Al Kaponim, he asked him, according to the, if he held like the second Malach, so he asked him, so then it's good. So he asked him, he held, Hoya B'yad is also good, a different child. Hamalei, if he gave it over to him, so then everybody, there's a psul that he didn't tell him that it was possible. Shina Nemo. He says, I have news for you. I believe you. I feel it's biad lekeach. I believe you. That means I see a large amount of honesty for you. You're working 5 years on the Sefer Torah. You gave it over to him, and then you come over and you say, you know, it's the apostle of Sefer Torah. So that means 5 years work, the whole Sefer Torah. So, I mean, the Zaydos Baldini doesn't owe you a penny. That's a moiradik, an honest person. So, Memele, if I see this honesty from your Haydos, so, I have to believe you, Tzak Apostle Sefer Torah. So we have here a Heichoche that you're telling the truth. The Rishayim ask Akasha, so what was Pshat with the first question? He asked him, is it by you? I mean, do you give it over? The Batshad is quite, if he held that he's Naman, I feel it's by Yenis. Why do you ask if it's by you? So others want to say, wanted it that you should hear, that people should understand why he's believing him. I'm not believing you because it's by you, so it's biyotcho, or I'm believing you, I want to get facts straight. I feel it was by Yenin, the Zareyas, and you should have told, and all these things. That means, but I want you to know that you're Nemon because of this beer, because if you'd be a liar, you would never do such a thing. So the Gemara asks, what's with the previous case when he said that the Shemis were written Shalei Lishmo? So Moses also Mikulameim Toibid Rabirmi. Over there, we could say, I don't see the honesty of the person over there. Could be he held like Rabirmi, that the Sefer Torah doesn't become apostle, just the Askaras apostle. Now he wanted a little bit to lekeach his blood should curdle a little bit. He wanted to champ with him a little bit. He should think that the shame is apostle. No, lose some money. No, what doesn't a person do to have some fun? So, Mamela, he'll lose a little money, to be Mitzayir Yemen. But to lose the whole money, as I'm a serious nefesh, to be Mitzayir Yemen, we don't find. So, Hosam, he could have made a toy with Rabbi Yirmiya, and he held that it's a kosher as a toyra, so most of the money he'll get. Abahor, he came into Kamavsit, Kula Agre, Hosam, Bahoma, Aima Kushta Koma. Maishim with Rabbani, let us say Rashi, the Omalei, Ain't not on them a lapse at Sefer Torah. Also, Mikola Meima, the Meshaka. There could be stuck a Meshaka. Niskaven, Lahaknit. There he wants to be Mitzayer Yena. Besavo, Shlo Yavsid Alushara's Korit. So, Mimele, for a little amount of, it's worthwhile to lose a little money, and, Al Kaponim to be Mitzayer Yena. Kirabir, me, Avol Hochi, Gabi Klov, the Ideo, Shiavsid Koskor, Vasubo, Maima, Kush, the Koma. So here, I assume Mitake said the truth. Zot the Mishnah Baita. Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Godo alachar sheisi avio. That if a father married off a daughter when she was a ketana, and she was also a charshes, so there's a charshes is a lav bastard. A father married her off when she was a bekatanusa. So lemaise there's an assuming the eraisa. Even though she's a lav bastas, but the father can marry her off. Shehi yoytze beget. So now, she's an ashes ishti aise. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Godo said that, if the husband will give her now a get, and she's a gedayla, she's geget. You can give a get to a charshes, even though she's a lav bastas. Let us say Rashi. Shehsiya ovia ravusa noka. The Ava gav the kabul of via kedushin the dog she ktana. The father was makabul kedushin when she was a ktana. The havi lo eishes ish gemure. She's an emissa eishes ish. She became an emissa eishes ish. She's a balahochi. Yoitze beget umikabela says gita. The stomach of the father can't be makabul anymore because yotze some mershusai. She's an esua now. The Ava gav the lesbo daito. Even though she's a lav bastas, so Rashi says the isha ki nafke bar kocha nafke. Every woman that gets ki get is also goes out shaloi midaito. The ein misratze begerish and velochi nafke. You don't need the das of the miskareshes. Hilkach loy beinon daito. So therefore, you don't need her das. So the makir of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Godo, Rashi says, he's not saying a big chiddush, because you can learn out every geirishin is shalei midaita. Now, l'chaira, I don't understand the dimyon of Rashi. There are two things. There's das, and there's rotzen. Rotzen means, I want it. Is it done mirtzayna or shalei mirtzayna? That's rotzen. So Memela, that's for sure. Gerishin does not need the rotzen of the Isha Mizgareshes. You can give her a get. You don't have to ask her, you want to be a get? She's screaming, I want to be a get. Gerishin is muta shaloi mirtzayna. You don't need her rotzen, that's for sure. Now, by Acharshes, Lochere, there's another problem. If she's a lav bazdas, she's not aware b'chlal what's happening over here. That means, so here there's a chesoron of awareness. L'chayre, it could be this is a new chesoron. And perhaps we'll see in the Gemara, or perhaps close like that, that there's a new chesoron of das. So then l'chayre, we have to understand how Rashi compares these two in Yonim. You don't need rotzen by Gerishin, but could be you need das. Yet she has to know what is happening. You need awareness. Okay, we'll see perhaps a little more in the Gemara. That's one Eidus. He said another Eidus, Valktano Basi Yisroel, Shenises Lekoyim, Sheichelas Betrumen. Another Chiddush he said a Chiddush that Kedusha Ktano, if a Yisayma, let's say, that the brothers married her, her mother married her off, this is a Kedushin Darabona. So, and she married a kohen. So in the Torah, she's not married at all. Midah Rabbanon, she's married. So if the husband is a kohen, she's a ketana, so sheichelas betrume, she's permitted to eat trume, and we'll see this thing about trume the rabbana. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, a ketana, bas yisro shenises lokoin, vihi yisoime, lehavin yisuyin elami the rabbana. She's only married me the rabbana, min a teire, a brother, and a mother, and not Bekoyach to marry her off, Shechelus Betrume, the Rabbonon, Bahani Nisuin, Bloigas Rina Midi, they have nothing what to worry about. Fakert by Nisuin the Rabbonon, she can eat Trume the Rabbon. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, we may saw by La Yersha, and the Baal will Yarshan her. Even though again, she's only married to me the Rabbonon. Another aid is, Val Hamorish Hagozel Shabnoi Bebiro. A person went and stole the beam, and, which is very wrong, and Shabnoi Bebiro, and then he built it into a bias godel. And now he wants to do tshuva, and he wants to do tshuva, so, he have a whole house over there, and he comes over to the Nigzel, he heard a Musa Shmuz right before Yom Kippur, and Le'achshav Emesai comes over, one of the Tshuva, so the Nigzel says, very good, so just now take apart your house and give me back my beam. So the Mishnah says that he doesn't have to do this. He wants to do Tshuva, Chazal made a Takonis HaShovim, Sheyitel as the Omavnei Takonis HaShovim. Chazal said, even though Me'ikar Adin, he's mechuyev v'heishiv es agzela to return the dovah hagozel. It would be mechuyev taket to be soiser the biro, give him back his beam. Chazal said that he's mekayim the mitzvah hashave with the dmei hamorish. And then the fourth aid is balchatos hagzula shelo noido l'ram. There was a kolben chatos that came from a stolen kolben. Shiloi noido l'rabim. No one was aware of it that it was a stolen kolben. Shehima chaperes. And we'll see they were makrib the kolben. Then they find out that this kolben was a stolen kolben. Bibnei tikkun hamizbeach. So the reason it works because tikkun hamizbeach. There's Takonas Hashom and Tikkun Mamizbeach. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Morish Koira, Abi Miro Bayis Godo, Ne Takonas Hashom. Shimata Matzriche Lekakeh Birosai. If the only way he can do tshuva is by taking apart his bayis, and Harze Morish Atzmoi, Yimna Milasa is tshuva, so he won't do tshuva, and so Melo the Mera Takonas Hashom. The people were unaware that this is a stolen comb. He doesn't have to bring another one. What does that mean? Okay, Rashi is saying, how does this come into Perek Chamishi of Mesechtes Gittin? So, the last two things are Takonis, Takonis Hashovim, Takonis Hamizbeach, and the whole Anazakim started with Tikkun Ha'olam, there was, so this fits into those Takonis. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Me'idushoi Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, from the Eidus that Rabbi Yechman Gogoda said that a person could give a harshus, a get, even though she's an eshish istiyaraisa, is we can derive another halacha. Omar la'edim, v'u get zeshani noisimo. He called over Eidim, and they told them, this is a get, I'm going to give this to my wife. I'm giving this get to my wife. You just stay there and watch her, I give her the get. Fine. This he told them in another room. Because of Omalot, then he goes over to his wife. Kinsi shtachoy zeh. Take this shtachoy. To her, he didn't inform that it's a get. Take this shtachoy. Shtachoy, maybe he bought money from her. So, yeah. Zareza megareshes. מי לאי אומר רבי יוחנן בן בגדר בן גדגדה לאי בינן דייטה חינמי לאי בינן דייטה. So here we see that here we're speaking about knowledge of awareness, that just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said that you give him a garish acharishes, who is pretty much unaware of what is happening, so I can go over to Anisha and give her a get, and she's also she's unaware she's getting a get. So we can learn this out. Chinami levin and daita. Frek the Gemara pshite. Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said. So what are you saying? So the Moshe says, "Mother, tain even the Amar Kinsi Shtachayvze betulei batlay." I would think he's mevatel the get. That means that when he told the Kinsi Shtachayvze, he's taken a giving kol shem geirishin. Taken mevatel. Taken means what he said. So it's no. It's worse than Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda gave a get. Here could be his mevatel the get. Kamashma, he said the botlay le'edim ava omaluhu. If he really wanted to be mevatel the get, he told the edim 5 minutes ago that he's giving a get. If he changed his mind, which a person can do, so he should have gone over to the edim. To the edim, he told them he's giving a get. Hay the komahochi mishum kisufe. Why did he tell her? He was embarrassed that I was giving her a get. So he tells her, shtachayv. She read between the lines, shtaka shtachayv. It's a shtah that's a chayv for her, but she wasn't too smart. But al kaponim, that's what he told, that's pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Meiduse shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, ono lemeidim, ono lemeidim, shlei befoneho. She was not around then. Who gets it? Because of ono lakinsi shtachayv, zev lehi diya shu get. Maybe in indicted the Isha, the Chash is less Lodat, she doesn't have that. Yeah. So now I'd like to be Meire a few things. First, I'll say over Pshat in the Gemara that the Teferes Yaakov says, I'm going to give Pshat in the Gemara, now it's Pshat. I mean, the Gemara is very schwer, we have to understand. The Gemara says that Rabbi said, Meidusa Yisharabi Yechanin ben Gudgoda, you see, you don't need Hadas. So the Gemara says, Pshita, please, Rabbi, what are you saying? The Mishnah said, I don't need you to tell me this. So the Gemara says, maybe this is worse than Rabbi Yechanin ben Gudgoda. Maybe Taka wants to be mevatel again. No, if it's worse, so why do you say Meidusa Yisharabi Yechanin ben Gudgoda? I mean, so this is a different case against them. Here we have a new problem which is non-existent at all by Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. So you tell me a new problem. You just brought up a new problem. So what may do Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda? You hold, if this is a problem, this is a problem. So the whole Gemara is very difficult to understand. How did you check on Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda? You just touched upon a new problem that maybe was him in the battle again. So the Teferes Yaakov says, if we would see the Gemara in Yevomis, the Emerson, Hayed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda is a machlokes. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said a gabal b'kechidish. We have to appreciate what he said. There's a Tana there, I think, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's chaylik on him. There's a halacha by get, you need mishalcha ve'ena chazeres. Because we'll get there, because not with v'shilcha mi beisai. That means she has to get the message that after the gerushin, the things are not the same. She leaves. V'shilcha mi beisai. If she can't comprehend this, if it's mishalcha v'chayzeres, she doesn't understand what the get is, so then it's not a gerushin. You need mishalcha v'ena chayzeres. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, when you give a harshus a get, She's not an Iloi. So when you give her the get, right, Megereshes, she doesn't understand too much what's happening. It's Basher Husham, it's Meshalcha Vechezeres. No, but you have to, after you give her the get, then you go and you pack up all her things, and you go and they escort her to the door, you tell her goodbye, and you shut the door, and then she gets the message. Then she'll understand. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said, even though the Mishalcha, the Einer Chezeres, did not come simultaneously with the Nesina Seget, that's no problem. You don't need that with the get, she has to be an Ilui. She has to comprehend already what the get means, what this is all about. You need v'nosan lo, v'nosan b'yodo, v'shilcho. If you'll have this, the v'shilcho will be in a delayed action. Afterwards, she'll find out that she got it. That's also sufficient. That was the chiddush of Yechim ben Begudgod, and there's another tana that's chaylik on this. So be'emison, this was the chiddush of Rove. So me'mele, that she thinks, perkeltzos, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is that she's under the impression he doesn't want to give her a get. So it's zicher b'shas the geirishim, she's mishalcha ve'ena chezeres. That's mishalcha ve'chezeres. He told the kinsi shtachoy. With the v'rev, he's learning from Rab Yochanan ben Gugo, he's learning halacha taket. That the locha of Mishalcha ve'ena chezeres does not have to be simultaneous with the gerishim. It could come later. That's me, that I learned from him. The Gemara says maybe his worst episode, maybe, so he says, no, if he didn't tell the Edom, so it's zicher, so it's similar, it's similar to the case of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. But Al Koponim, the way that Teferis Yaakov says, Pshat, I mean, zicher nachs meshver what Rashi said in the Mishnah. I mean, Rashi brought a raya, so we're talking about a yediyah, what has to be known to the Isha. She has to realize she's being sent away. That's a din in yediyah. Harshus also gets the message. He also gets the message. I mean, so that's what Rashi said, because in giving Isha get al kocho. I mean, I don't, that's a din in rotzen. I mean, there's two different dinim over here. You don't need a rotzen, that's for sure. But that she has to be aware that she's being sent away. Here we're speaking about another chesaron. Awareness of what the get is all about. So I don't understand how Rashi proved this halacha from that what you can be megar shani shebal koch. Bal ktano bas Yisrael. Now it says further in the Mishnah that a ktano bas Yisrael shanisis lokoin shecheles betrum. So what are we saying? We're saying that there was kedushin derabonon, a ktano got married to a kohen midarabonon, and she's permitted to eat truma derabonon. So it's very interesting that the Mishnah started off with a charshes, which is also kedushin derabonon. The father married off, it's a derais, but a charshes is also kedushin derabonon. And jumped to a ktane, so the shayla is, since we're talking about a charshes already, could have said the same halacha by a charshes. A charshes got married to a kohen. She's a gdoilo. But it's kedushin darabona by a charshes, and she's allowed bastard. Chazal masakin kedushin. So a charshes got married to a kohen, so she can eat tumah darabona. Why did you have to all of a sudden start talking about a ktane? The ilu charshes loy ochlo. A charshes will not eat tumah. My time, gzeiro sheme yachel cheresh becharshes. So the Gemara jumps, well, if a charshes that will marry a pikeach, a koyin, will be able to trume the rabbono, so a charshes that will marry a cheresh koyin the rabbono, shall also be trume. Frekte gemore velechel, so what's the problem? But it'll also eat tumah. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's very good. It's a ishus darabon, and so she can eat tumah darabon. Cotton Eichel Nevelesu. We'll come to this. We'll come back to this. So the Gemara says, Gzemish, Gzeirish, Emeyachel, Cheresh, Bepikachas. So maybe a Cheresh who will marry a Pekachas will also give her a Tumah. Like the Gemara, so what's wrong with that? V'lechol b'trumah d'rabbanan, zeresh ma'osei l'achuli b'trumah d'yeraisa. Now, let's first see Rashi, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. V'ilu charshes shelo hisiyo aviyo. What if you have a charshes? Her father did not marry her. He says, "Ma'atz molakayim mishigodlot." She's a gedolah. She married herself off. Zishis darabonon. Oyachla betrume. Midishoni tane bemilsei. The tane diverted from what he was talking about. Ayri becharshes v'shofke. Benokya ktane. Shma mino charshes gedolah. The nesuel darabonon. The chevosa ninu, a chavshis, similar to a ktan, le'ochla yidei kedushin dito. She will not be permitted to eat. My time, right? I cannot. Mesui cheresh v'chavshis, namid rabbonin, rabbonin tekinu, v'yivonis v'cheresh enosa. So the Gemara answered, shemo yachel koin cheresh v'chavshis. Yishoris lahachel pikeich v'chavshis. If you can start up already, and you permit a chavshis, to eat trume, also lachule cheresh becharshes. So maybe so then a charshes that gets married to a cheresh also will come to you. Uporich veleichel, let her eat. Cotton eichel nevelesu, let her eat. Ha charshes given the less badai tereke cotton eichel nevelesu. Vikol man diyama biyabomis. Vein bezem mitzuvin ol lafrishe. Fila betrume dereise teichel. So let her eat even truma de reise. Zeire shemayachol cheresh koyen. She'ein kinyone kinyin bepikachat shemuzeres ala iso. Hilkach gozel pikeich becharshes mishum cheresh bepikachas. Abul gozel bektane leklamigza mishum kotten begdoilo. The kotten lesla inesun afilu midrabona kedama beyevomis. Shaita v'kotn shenoso noshim nishayseim pturais min achlitze um min hayibo. Now, let us just go back to the Gemara to understand a little bit what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, v'ilu charshes lo yochlo. A charshes will marry a koyin apikeyach, she's not permitted to eat truma d'rabbonon. My time. Why not? This is a very legitimate question. What's wrong? What is the difference a charshes to a Pikeach for the Ktane to a Godo. So the Mosh says, Gzeire, well, if you'll be matter a Charshes, Gzeire, Shemo Yachu, Cheresh Becharshes. Maybe, so you'll be matter a Charshes, I'm at a Pikeach, so we'll be matter a Charshes that will marry a Cheresh. V'leichel, so the Gemara is much wrong over there. Now the Gemara jumps, cotton oichel nebelesu. So a filo shall eat trume, the hirash is a filo trume de reise, so teichet nish gefellach. Cotton oichel nebelesu and bezem mitzuvel afrisha. Shem yachel cheresh bepikachas. Maybe a pikachas that got married to a cheresh, which is also kedushin de rabbonam. So will also, they will also, they shall also eat. The Gemara says, what's the problem over there? He might give her truma de reise. So, the Gemara is very unclear. First, we started off with the charshes marida pikeach. We said, oh, so what's wrong with that? Someone says, that's no problem. That's good. Shemo charshes, the married a cheresh will also eat truma. So he says, oh, what's wrong with that? Cotton oichel nevelesu. So the Gemara came out, maybe a pikachas will marry a cheresh and will give a truma de reis. And that's how Rashi's Messiah. Rashi's Messiah. So, a chavshet amayra pikeach is not allowed to tchum a gzeira mishum a pikachas amayra cheresh. So the shaila is, how did we come in the middle? We came in with a charshes a married a cheresh, and then we end up with a pikachas a married a cheresh. We have a whole mishmash over here. So the Marsho wants to say as follows. The Marsho wants to say, be'emesin, there's a shaila in the Gemara in Yevomis, if cotton oichon nebeilis is bezna metzuvim lafrisha and bezna metzuvim lafrisha. That means if you see a cotton is doing an iso d'iraisa, what do you have to do? Do you have to go by and ignore it? It's not your cheshbon. Cotton oichon nebeilis and bezna metzuvim lafrisha. Or we have to stop the cotton. We can't permit that the cotton should do an iso d'iraisa. This is a machloikis in the Gemara. So now, the Gemara, when the Gemara started off by saying that a cheresh, a charshes, a meira pikeach, she can eat truma de rabbono. So the Gemara asked, what's wrong? So what could be wrong over here? She's a husband of pikeach, and she's a charshes, I'll give her a truma de rabbono. So what's wrong? It's legitimate. So the Gemara answers, maybe a charshes will marry a cheresh. Now, what's the difference of a charshes and a cheresh? Now, a cheresh is not so smart. It's far from it. So a cheresh will not differentiate between Tumah d'Rabbanan and Tumah d'Oraisa. That means the first case, a charshes married a pikeach. So the pikeach knows, Tumah d'Rabbanan, she's alati, Tumah d'Oraisa, not, so there's no problem. There's no problem and no kilkul. But if you say a charshes will be permitted to eat tumah, she might marry a cheresh. And the cheresh won't know the difference. Now, if you hold cotton oichon nevelis bezn metzuvim afrishe, so we finished the wedding. So that's the terrace. So a charshes that married a pikeach is not permitted to eat tumah, because if a charshes is going to eat tumah, she might marry a cheresh, which is a very passing geshinda, and then we're going to be in hot water. He's going to give a tumah the reise, and bezna metzuvim lafrisha. Fine. So we finished already. Frek the Gemara. Hold on. But what according to the mandiyoma that holds cotton oichel v'leichel cotton oichel nevelis, there's a mandiyoma holds cotton oichel nevelis and bezna metzuvim lafrisha. So vos geit iron that a chash is married a cheresh, what will be the calamity? Shall he tumah d'oraisa? Let he tumah d'oraisa. What's the problem over here? So now we're asking, if you'll cut like on the veil, it's best in Metzuba Lafrishoi. So male, I'm asking a kasha, so ain't best in Metzuba Lafrishoi, so what's your problem? Let him marry a cheresh. And Moses says, no, oh, if she'll marry a cheresh, a pikachas will also marry a cheresh. And this cheresh is unpredictable. And so Memela Acheres, he's going to go and give the Pikachas Truma D'Oraisa, and then we have hot water. Shtikel Ha'ora on Rashi. Rashi says, "Belecho Cotton Oichu Nevelesu." Hacharshes Kim Deles Bodata Arehi Kekotten Oichu Nevelus. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what's the problem? What's the problem? She's eating tumah for the tumah d'oraisa. Kotn oichon nevelis and bezna metzuvim lafrish. I have a shtikel ha'ore. There's a primogodim, an eshel Avron in Er Chaim, simin shin chof hei, siv kotn chof beis. The primogodim says a very interesting chilek. Prima Godem says there's a moiradik achilik between a cheresh and shoite and a cotton. He says a cheresh and a shoite are b'nei mitzvah, the mitzvah, the yidin, but the lav b'nei das. They don't have any seichel. They're not responsible for their actions, but they're b'nei mitzvah. A cotton is a lav, but it's not a mitzvah. A cotton is not mitzvah. So he makes a chilek between a cheresh and shoyte and a cotton, and he says a nafkamina. He says that what'll be if a person will offer a cheresh, shayte, v'kotten, a machel shalo, not machel, this is an inner place, a chilom, now the machel, will be the shalom of lifnei iver. So he says, lifnei iver applies by a cheresh v'shayte, because they're mitzuvah, they're yidin, they're mitzuvah, the love and idea. So giving, being mazmen for them and iso, say, evil lifnei iver, let's eat a michel. Ain't like even godl mizet, but you're giving a mitzvah. You give it to a cotton, he's not about mitzvah. What's the mitzvah over there? Don't it? He's allowed to chasa. What's the problem? As I state in prima godl. So I just had a shtickel ha'ore, so it could, the way he differentiates between a cheresh v'shayta and a cotton, so if the Gemara says cotton oichel nevelus ein beznem mitzuvim afrishoi, do we have proof from this that cheresh oichel nevelus ein beznem mitzuvim afrishoi? It's two different in yonim. Cotton oichel nevelus ein beznem mitzuvim afrishoi, so it could be the reason is, why not? What's wrong? He's not mitzuvah. He can eat nevela. There's no problem. So nevela, just like a Yisrael is allowed to be metametameis. A cotton is allowed to eat nevela. He's not mitzuvah nevela. So what's the problem? A cheresh that the primogodim says is yovel if naive if you give it them. So maybe cheresh eichon nevelus, we can't let this continue with bezmut malafrisha. So I don't know Rashi like. I mean, the Rashi says pshat in the Gemara. According to this primogodim, I don't know how muchach this dinyan is. Let us see Taisvus. Valaktano bas Yisrael betumah derabbanan nairi. We're speaking about Truma de Rabbonon. Lamandom and Koyach Biat Rochomim Lakadova Minatoy, can bring him a Reisha Isha Rab. That means if you hold Yeshkochom Lakadova Minatoy, you'll be speaking of Truma de Reisha, the Chomma, I'll be Oikra for the Kubasai. Yeah. The Mephorish by Chelus begin a Truma with Truma de Rabbon. Moses Yod, and Koyach Rochomim, so, so speaking about Truma de Rabban. We have time, we look my fellow about Truma de Reis, the cotton eich on the veil. So, factor Taisu, why did the Gemara Yevama say speaking about Truma de Rabban? Or let me speak about Truma de Reis, the cotton eich on the veil. The Shloime, the cotton eich on the veil. Boy, he be peik cheresh. Laif shete, he bezne mitzuvan lafrish, he lats. And the mother want to say, pshat na mishneh, that of cotton eich on the veil, because we're getting into a shayla. Is cotton eich on the veil? Boy, if you say the Mishnah says ktane is eicheles betrume beginoi, it seems that she can eat trume because of her husband. Mashma dafilu machila biyodayim. It seems he can give her to eat. Now there's a din of leis achilum. You're not allowed to give afilu cotton eich on the veil. You're not allowed to give to eat biyodayim. Now there would be a mashmois. The mashmois in the Mishnah is that filu, when she grows up and she's a gedoyla, she's also permitted to continue eating, and that's a problem. Of God, like on the veil, she can only eat it because much is a ktana. Half a piece of dying lo ibal. I mean, if it be boyla, she should become ishtaminatayla. But it would seem that she's permitted to eat right away. So, mamel, that's why the Gemara did not want to say that Pshan, the mission is Truma de Reis, as Kotnoich on the Veilus, because we're getting into a problem. First of all, there's a Machlekes, and the second of all, Eichelus beginning Mashmis, it could be Machalo, and third of all, would be Mashmis, she could continue eating after she becomes a Gdailus. That's what the most said, Truma de Rabona. Bohoche, Leigas Rin, and Truma de Rabona, Otto di Araisa, kede gezrine besomo, gabi cheresh bepikachas. Fraktais was, later we said that a pikachas married a cheresh, we did not permit it to eat truma de rabona, because if she'll eat truma de rabona, he might come to give a truma de Araisa. Here it says, a ktane married a pikeach, and we weren't geyser. So the Kaneiraim asks on the Masho we mentioned before, the Masho had said the only shas he might give Truma de Reis only by Cheresh. Means what place was Kasha? L'cher, this is the Kaneiraim fact after Masho. What does it mean to the one that they raise? It does it mean to the one that they raise? Afilu teichel tchume de reisa ktani. So teisa is a different reisa. What's my rash? What's acheresh be pikachas will give a tchume de reisa. Is a shrek, so she's a pikachas. You'll give a ktani tchume de reisa. So she's a ktani. So kot moichun emelus. Moichun is gefellig. Ktani. She's a ktani. I mean, she's not like If a person stole a beam and he built it in a bayis godel, is beishamei oimrim mekakeya kol abira kulo. You destroy the whole bayis, umarze morish lebolo. That is the only way you could be, you can do tshuva. You have to be meishiv the gzela. Besil aloimrim, ain li od me morish bobad, mishum takonas hashov. Valchatos hagzulo. Omar ulo. Now, ulo said, what did it say in the Mishnah? Balchatos agzulo sheloi noida l'rabim. Was a takone, was a stolen chatos, a stolen korban. Rabim did not know that it's stolen. So there's a takone shehi mechaperes. They tikun hamizbeach. Now, Omar Ula. So Ula said as follows. Dvar Teira. Min ha-teire, bein loy noido, eina mechaperes. Say the rabbim know about it. Say the rabbim don't know about it, is eina mechaperes. It's not mechaper. My time, yiyush kedi loikon. So, l'cheire ula saying, that means, now we're beginning to understand what the story was. It was speaking about as follows, that a person stole a behemoth, and he was magdish it for a chatos. Now, between you and me, Zatula, Yish is not koine, Yish kadi loikoni. So memele, so, poshut, it's not a kolb. So it's not a kolb, so he made a chatos, it's a joke, it's not a kolb, it's not a chatos. So memele, So dvar teira eina mechaperes. My time me yish kedi loikon. Yish alone is not koin. Umatam omru loinoida mechaperes. So why did the Rabbonon say that if no one knew about it, we did ignorance is bliss over it. We didn't know that it was stolen. It's mechaper. Shelo yehei kahanim atzeidim. That the kahanim should not be an atzvis, they should not be depressed. So we say that's why it's mechaper. Omri le rabbonon lo ulo. I don't understand. He's speaking about depression. V'anam ne'tikon ha'mizbeach. Nah, the Mishnah says something else. Al tikon ha'mizbeach, ne'tikon ha'mizbeach. We say it's mechaper. You say the kahanim shouldn't be depressed. Omar lehem, yeah, kiven de kahanim atzevim nimso mizbeach botu. So let us just say, before we see Rashi, so the Tamar de Kezach, that means it was a chatos hagzulo shloi neidel harav. No one knows it's stolen. We went and we brought a kolben. We brought a kolben chatos. It really wasn't a kolben, it was chulun bazore, the whole thing. And they shechted chulun bazore, they ate chulun bazore, and then afterwards, the kahanim, the Yivdei Hashem, they ate it. And later they find out, someone comes, you know that chatas, you just say, yeah. It's a chatas gzula, it was a stolen thing. It wasn't a chatas. All of a sudden, shame is shemayim. It's better to be a rebbe than to be a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. Look how many averes I was over. So all of a sudden, all the kahanim are going to go on strike. He steals, he brings kabonets. We have no way of detecting if it's a stolen kolben, if it's not a stolen kolben, so Mamelin and he stole it, and we're gonna burn in Gehenna because we have Chulun Azore, Shecht of Chulun Azore, so the Kahanim will give up their jobs, and then they'll look for other jobs. So Memele, so that's what Ullah said. It's going to be like that. So Shaloye Kahanim Atzeivim. Because if the Kahanim will be Atzeivim, you had a business. The Mizbech is out of business. They won't, you won't be any Kabbadis anymore. The Atzfumkeit, they're gonna go and give up doing the Avoide. So therefore, we said it's Mechapa. Oh, it's Mechapa. No. So we took care of the problem. That is Lachaire, the Ivra in the Gemara. But now we have to see Rashi. There's a lot of Mechudish Tikazachan and Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yish kedi, what is yish kedi? Yish alo. Yish levadoi, meloi shini reshus acha hayish. Loi koni. That means, if, let's say, Reuven stole a behemoth, and the Bailam was miyayish, by Reuven, and then Reuven gave it to Shimon, so that's yish reshini reshus. Shimon will bring the korban, no problem whatsoever. It's Shimon's behemoth, Shimon could be magdish it, but yish kedi, Yush alone, without Shini Rishus, like on it, Leinyan HaKavet. Now here Rashi says very odd words, and we will not explain them tonight, but Rashi says, Ula, don't say Ula holds that it's not Koine, it's not Koine Leinyan HaKavet. Whatever that means. That means, Yush is Koine, but Leinyan HaKavet, it's not Koine. Vafilu shaminish and isyaisho abailim, lekerinen bay, kolbonai. It's not called his kolbin. We don't call it his kolbin. He said, it's not koinolin yinakov. These are very, unclear words. But I'll kaponim. So it's not called his kolbin. He can't be makrabin. Shaloyiyu kahanim atzaivim, shaochlum chulin shanishkatu bazore shasurim, beitchun shishlu bazore. Nimtzeya nimtzov mizbeach bottle. So if the Kahanim will be atzeivim, the mizbeach is going to be bottle. Shen nimnoim milavid avoide. They want to be avoide. Vikashe hayach hisnu bezden laker dovo minatoy. So memele, in order to appease the Kahanim, we said, don't worry, that it's machapa. So like Rashi, Hay echisnu bezn laka dova min ha-toyre v'lifter azem mechatas shuchay. This person is chaye v'chatas. Amrinim b'yevomish shev al tase shani elav miyekehu. Now we have to understand this Rashi is also very difficult to understand. What's fair in this Rashi? And Memesim Rashi already said this in the Mishnah. Now, Rashi said a very interesting taich in Mechaperes. That means we would understand pshat, that they said it's Mechaper. How is it Mechaper? Okay, we'll see. So most Rishonim, we'll just give a preview. Most Rishonim learn, and Lachetz HaGemara Vaitra Nomad Beis, that they said Hefke Bez and Hefke. I mean, there's a Shiloh here. The Kahanim are going to strike. If you don't do something drastic, the Kahanim are going to strike. So Chazal did something. They said Hefke Besen Hefke. They made it, that means even though it's a stolen Kolma, they said Hefke Besen Hefke. It's not stolen anymore. It belongs to the Gazlan. So Mele belongs to the Gazlan. Now it's a kosher Kolma. It's his Kolma. It was going to the Kolma. So Mele, now we don't have any problem anymore. That's how Reiv Rishonim learned Pshat. So Mele, it's very good. Rashi over here did not learn like that. I mean, if Rashi is a kasha, because hey, he's no bezn lakado. How can be oikadom? It's not oikadom in a Torah. He says hefke bezn hefke belongs to the gazlan, and he's my, it's his kolban. It's a kosher kolban. What's your problem? So Rashi did not learn hefke bezn hefke. So then Rashi had a big problem. So Rashi had a problem. So it's not his kolban. It's not a kolban. And then, so how could they say that it's mechapa? So Rashi says, well, yeshkechem lakadov min ha-teire b'sheiv al tase. You know what mechapa means? Mechapa means we tell the Bailam, you don't have to bring another chatas. That's what we tell him. You don't have to bring another chatas. Saki, you tell me, doesn't bring another chatas, you have to bring a chatas. No, that's no problem. Yeshkechem lakadov min ha-teire b'sheiv al tase. So mechapa means you don't have to bring another call. So Kan Shaila Ben and Taisus Rosh Esther San Rashi. So fine, you took care of the Gazlan, and but you didn't take care of the Kahanim. I mean, it's not a Kolben. It's a possible. It's not a Kolben. It's Chumah Mazor. Bestel Atzevim. What did we say? The Gazlan. Don't worry about it. You don't have to bring a chappas. So how did this rectify the situation? That's a shrek like a problem.